Epilogue. I need to stop a while. I've neglected the daily things too long now. Arpecia has come to tell me so. It's good. My throat hurts from speaking so long, and I feel sluggish from laying in this couch. My mouth is dry. They tell me you're not supposed to get tired laying in the couches, but the gods don't feel things as I do, I think. I know the Dwergas don't feel anything at all. So, this seems as good a place as any to take my rest away from rest, and I'm glad. I supposed wrongly that this would be an easy task. It was at first, but then it wasn't. It was easy for me to talk of Ambrosius again. Made me feel happy in ways I'd forgotten. Sometimes as I spoke of him, I could feel his muzzle again resting on my thigh, his breath making me warm, leaving a wet patch on my breeches. These were very good things to speak of. I sure didn't like speaking of him after. In fact, after this, I don't think I'll ever do it again. Like Nyx. I don't like thinking of him either. And all the rest that comes after this only gets harder to think about. So it is good that I stop here. It's not much of a climax, I guess. But then I'm not much of a storyteller, as I think you must know by now. There is much to do. I'm told the sails will be deployed soon. They've never been used before, apparently, and I begin to wonder if the rest of them, all those goddamned gods, are as curious to see what will happen as I am. Time to leave the diaspora behind now. Time to fly. Time to ride the dragon.
This has been an Audible Studios production of Udo the Digger, Worldship, Book 1. Written by Joshua Gayo, performed by R.C. Bray. Executive producers Ryan McGavin and Mike Jarzik. Producer Thomas Mann. Copyright 2019 by Aethon Books. Sound recording copyright 2020 by Audible Inc. Audible Studios is a division of Audible Inc.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.